Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, let's go to Ephesians this morning. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, are you there? And let's begin at verse 11. It says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying itself in love. Now, I want to pay attention to this by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which each part does its share. Amen. And so I was praying, and I do that occasionally, but I was praying, and God spoke this to me and said, look at this. And you know how you've read things a lot of times, but then when you read it, revelation comes, amen? And you think, why didn't I see that before? It's because it's revelation, amen? And so I seen that it says that the effective working by which each part does its share. And the Amplified says, when each part is working properly. See, growth can't come if each part is not working properly. Amen. And another translation says, with each part working to fulfill its function. The Phillips translation says, the proper functioning of individual parts. And so this doesn't happen. Growth doesn't happen, and we're not functioning properly, amen, if we're not functioning in our proper place, if we're not having things working, amen. If we'd be honest, we could say sometimes in our life, things are not working properly, right? And God says, I'm going to do a realignment. Amen. Now, I want to give you the definition of realignment. Amen. And a realignment is the act of changing or restoring something to a different or a former position or state. You know, you can veer off just a little bit and you're not even know you're out of alignment. You're not even knowing that you're not where you were. Amen. You know, I've used this a lot of times. And we all do it, but when I'm riding with Greg, wherever Greg's looking, that's where we're going. And I will say, Greg, you're looking over here, aren't you? Oh, no, I'm watching the road. No, you're not. Yeah, yeah. Then I can tell if he's looking over here because we're going over here. Greg, we're going off the road. What are you looking at? You know? And you can, you know, and do you ever notice it only takes a second for you to take your eyes off of the road and you've moved? Amen. Amen? You've moved. And realignment is getting you back to the position you should be. Amen? The realignment is a process of adjusting one's life to line up with God. Amen? Amen? When we need realignment, we've kind of got off a little bit. We've kind of veered a little bit. Amen? And we need to line up with God's purpose. with his word, with his way, with his plan. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to become disconnected from the head. Amen. Now, God, you use this to show me. So we've got to be working properly. Years ago, I think it was Jensen I was carrying. We were at a baseball field. Probably Joel had a ball game. And it was at Pine Ridge. And you go down, it's got a hill, and you go down it. And so I had Jensen on one hip. He wanted me to carry him, so I was carrying him. And I was walking down that hill, and I stepped into a hole. And when I stepped into the hole, it jabbed my leg. And immediately I felt pain. And so I got him back to his parents and had this pain going on. And so, I'm praying and believing God, and it just keeps getting worse. And it got to the point that when I would get into my car, I could get in with this leg. It was fine, but I had to pick up this leg and put it in there. And so finally I thought, I'm going to go to the chiropractor, because I used chiropractors before, and praise God for them, amen, and they've helped me. And so I went to a chiropractor, and his name was Charlie. We always call him Doc. And so he gave me a couple of treatments, and it still was not doing any good. And because I was going to get an alignment, amen, something was out of whack. And after a few times, I'm still having to drag this leg in there. So I went in and I said, Doc, I said, this is not working, right? This is not working. Something's going on here. And he says, lay down. So lay down on your back. And, when chiropractors go messing with your neck, I don't like that, because I think it's going to be like The Exorcist. Now, I never watched it. But that head just keep twisting around. Yeah. And so anytime that Doc would come near my neck, I'd say, oh, just keep it on there, And so he says, lay down on your back. So I laid on my back. He says, put that leg up here on my shoulder. I thought, I don't know if I can reach it that high. I thought, praise God, there is not a camera in here for this. I had pants on, but going to chiropractor, you always wear stretchy pants, because you don't want to rip out anything while he's giving you treatment. And you know how they'll put you on the edge of the bed and then do your hip? I'm thinking, I hope you're stronger than you look, because he was a little bitty guy. Because if I fall on this floor, we're going to have a fight. How they do you over. And so he says, put your leg up here and put it on my shoulder. So I put my leg up there, and I thought, oh boy, and I'm in trouble now. And he yanked that thing or did something to it. I started coming up off that table, because it was pain and immense pain. Then as quick as that pain come, it quit. I thought, well, praise the Lord. So I thought, let's see. Went out in the car. I could put that leg right in there. Amen. But I believe that it had come out, somehow had got dislocated or something from that jar in that hole, and he put it back. I said, Doc, you're good. We're good to go. Hallelujah. I won't be back for a while. Amen. But see, I knew something wasn't right, because it wasn't working right. Amen. Amen. And so I knew that, and he was doing the usual treatments and the things, but it took something more. Something wasn't falling in place. Amen. And so sometimes we can know that something just don't seem quite right, but I just don't know what it is. Amen. You even veer a little bit off of God's plan, things are not going to work right. Amen. We have to have God's plan. I don't understand people that just go do something then pray. You're getting the cart before the horse. We pray, then we follow His directions. We pray, then we follow His instructions. Amen? Because he wants to direct us. He don't mind helping us. Amen? Amen. He's a lot smarter than we are. And so I don't understand going and doing something first and then praying about it. Amen? And not doing it till you get the answer from God. Amen? Get the direction from God. You know, that guarantees you success every time. Every time. You'll never miss God if you get His direction beforehand. And so sometimes we can just get a little bit off of His plan, maybe because everybody else is doing it. We had a group in our church called We Care, you know, to help people. Well, me and my dad started a group that says we don't care. Because it got to be ridiculous. I mean, it got to be ridiculous. The idea was good, but the plan was bad. And it got to be ridiculous, and we had to shut it down because it got way, way, way out of line. Amen. And I remember we were giving out Christmas baskets to the elderly, and this one of the ladies that headed this group was a beautician. So she gave us some of her clients that maybe needed a Christmas basket. You know, we put different stuff in it, and it was a laundry basket. We put different stuff in it. The next thing I know, her other clients are mad because some clients got a Christmas basket and they didn't. And so now she's coming wanting more Christmas baskets. So it got out of hand, it got ridiculous, and we had to do. But see, it wasn't God. Amen. We were just trying to do it to be good, you know, to people. And, you know, if somebody gets something free, somebody else wants something free. And before you know, you got a whole bunch of group mad because they're not getting it free. Amen. And so it just caused problems and we had to shut it down. Amen. But the thought was nice. The thought was good, but the execution of it was not good. Amen. Hallelujah. And so to get aligned, we have to get adjustments. We have to be, you know, sometimes we may be out of our place in the body of Christ. You know, I had a lady one time come up to me in the grocery store and her sister had shared her testimony at our church. And so there was a little competition there, you know. And her sister that come to our church was faithful, come every service, just brought her family, brought her kids, and just real faithful. And this sister that I was talking to the grocery store was the complete opposite. And she was not faithful in that. And she says, yeah, I believe God's called me to pastor. And said, what should I do? I said, well, tell your pastor, and then you have to show up at church. You know, if you're going to pastor, you need to show up. Yeah, yeah. And so sometimes, you know, you may want to do something, but is that what God's called you to do? So, and sometimes you can add a little bit more to it. When God's called you to do something, then you'll add something else to it that God's not told you to add to it. Amen? Didn't he get after Brother Hagin for, what was it? He had a prayer and healing school, right. And he added counseling to it, and God told him, says, I didn't tell you to counsel. Just prayer and healing, amen? And so we can add stuff to it that's not going to work, amen? That's not going to cause us to function like he wants to function, amen? And so when we get an adjustment, is what I believe God's doing this year. You know, we've heard that it's the big fix and a reset and all this stuff. But I'm looking for a realignment. Amen. I'm wanting realignment in my life. If I veered off of something, and I want to be back on track. Amen. If I've went too far one direction, then I want to be back on track. Amen. I want to stay on God's plan and his way of doing things. Amen. And so when we have an adjustment, is to alter or move in order to flow better. Amen. Amen. And, you know, periodically there is adjustments in our lives to get us to flow better. I remember as a new Christian, God dealt with me about so many things. I finally looked at him and said, is there anything that's right with me? I felt like he was on me all the time. I mean, you know, and you don't do that. You do that, you know. And I know he was preparing my character. You know, I wasn't no murderer or thief, but we always got room for character improvement. Amen. Amen. You know, it's like going to Walmart and you don't want that item, you know, and you want to just sit it back on any old shelf. God would make me take it back where I got it. Yes, right. Yeah, because somebody's going to have to take it back. Amen. I picked it up. I changed my mind, so I need to take it back. Amen. You know, that's character. And put your cart back in the cart thing. Make sure it's back in there. Amen. How many times have you tried to get into a parking spot and somebody's left their cart in the middle of that parking spot? Amen. Or your car's out there and there's wind and they've not put the carts back properly and there's a cart up against your car. Amen. And so those things he would get after me to do. Amen. You know, keep your word. If you can't keep your word, then explain why you can't keep your word. Amen. Just things like that. And I remember one time with the girls, I was kind of frustrated with them and, you know, thinking they ought to be more mature, more grown up, have more character. And God says, you know, you're 30-something. Is your character where it should be? I said, okay. I'll give them grace. Amen, right? Amen. And I thought, you're working on me. I'll give them grace. I'll let you work on them, and I'll work on them. So we'll all just grow up together. Amen. So praise the Lord. Amen. But what was he doing? He was realigning me. He was realigning me for what he's got for me. Amen. And, you know, he constantly is preparing us for what's to come. Amen. He is. He's preparing us for what's to come. The things that you may think is insignificant, to him it's significant. Amen. And hallelujah. And he's preparing you for the things that he's got for you. Good things. Amen. Good things. Hallelujah. It's kind of like, I think maybe I've told this before, but Jude you know, Jude's just the one you want to pick on, you know. Jude's just it, but he was little. And what was it I was teaching him about? Was it forgiveness? Sharing. And I said, Jude, you know, God wants you to share. And he says, I'm going to have a talk with him about that. I said, you can talk all you want, but he's not going to change his mind. Right? He thought he could talk God out of it. Amen. He didn't want to share with his brothers. So, you know, that's Jude. I'm going to try. Amen. And, you know, Jude's the type, he'll work hard. He's not afraid of work. He'll work. Amen. Matter of fact, we had a fence that we took down, and boy, we said, we wish we had those boys here. And they all said, you get us out of school. We'll come. So praise the Lord. Amen. So when I'm talking about realignment, amen, we have to recognize that something's not working right in our lives. Amen. You know, I can remember in the financial realm that something just didn't seem to be clicking. Amen. Always seemed in lack. And, you know, God had to realign us. He had to change some things. Amen. We had to change some things. Amen. I remember one time we lived in a trailer and so it was a financial need, and it was bad. And so we waited till we got the girls to bed, and we met in the living room. And so we're going to pray and we're going to storm the gates of hell and we're going to get this financial need taken care of. And so we got in there and we started murmuring and complaining. How our come on. You all look so innocent, like you've never ever did that. Yeah, well, I guess I was the only one that, see, that's why God had to work so much on me. And so we went on for a few minutes like that, and finally I thought, man, this sounds pukey to my ears. And I thought, I can't imagine what God's thinking. Probably shut their mouths. And I said, Greg, I said, listen to us. You know, we're talking lack. We're talking doubt. We're talking unbelief. And so we begin I said, let's just begin to praise him. You remember how he came through that one time? He says, oh, yeah. And so we begin to declare how he'd come through for us. And we praised him. We didn't even have to storm the gates of hell. Amen. Praise silence the enemy. God inhabits the praises of his people. Did you get it taken care of? I guess so, because I don't even remember what it was. Amen. Amen. And so there had to be a realignment take place. There had to be an adjustment taking place. Amen. So we have to recognize when something's not working. Amen. And then you have to be willing and pliable to let movement take place. Amen. You know, we don't like change. When we had rented a building, a storefront, and then we bought our building, and we just had to move right around. It was the same block, and all we had to do was move from that side to this side. And so one of the guys put tape on his chair so he could have the same chair. He did not want a different chair. Well, you know me. I took it off. And he's trying to find his chair, and he can't find his chair. Amen? And because change does not, and it took quite a couple of months to get that congregation to loosen up, and this is your home now. This is where we're having church. And all we did was change buildings, and we had more room. And our other building, when it rained, the water come in. There was nothing but windows on this side. And when it rained, the water would come in. You could sit there and get baptized at the same time. And, you know, it was awful. They didn't take care of the building. We couldn't get them to do anything. And so you would think, and everybody was happy. We were getting a different building, and they helped work and get the building ready and stuff. But then when it come time for the service, it was like, oh, this is different. You know, so, it took a few months to get them adjusted to the change. Amen. Amen. And we're getting ready to remodel our sanctuary. And so we're going to meet in the fellowship hall till it's done. And I'm believing they're going to just dive right in. Amen. When we get back in there, that they're going to enjoy the change and do. But a lot of times we don't like change. We don't want that adjustment in our lives. But it's the adjustment that we need. Can you say amen? Yeah, I look back over our lives and at first it was just Greg and I, then one daughter, then two daughters, and then we go on and change coming. And, you know, it was hard for us when our first daughter got married because we all liked each other. We had fun together. You know, we were still the parents. We weren't their best buddy, but we had fun together, and we liked each other. And now there was times growing up they didn't like us. But that did not move me. There was times growing up I did not like them. Right? This is two-way here. Don't think it's just on your side. Hallelujah. It's both ways here. And so, but as adults, we enjoyed. They cooked, you know, and I don't like to cook, and they cooked. And so it was just a wonderful time. So, Cassie got married, and so we put up with Sonny. And we welcomed him into the family. And but there went our dessert maker. And And we would go to Bedford. Pastor Mark would preach up there, and we'd come back home, and they would have a meal ready with dessert. And so, and then Cassie got married, and then Jessica, you know, was still with us, and she'd drive us every place. You know, let's go. And she'd want to go here, or she'd want to go there. Okay, let's go. We'll just jump in the car with her and go. Amen. And so we had fun together. Amen. You know, but she's really been bad about it. I seen she preached a message on love today, and I'm going to remind her. But she's got a she's got a grudge against me. She, I can't think of his name. He was at Louisville preaching. Shambach. She liked Shambach. And she wanted me and her to go to see Shambach. And I didn't go. And then he passed away after that. She has never let me forget that we missed our chance to go see Shambach because I wouldn't go with her. Amen. So I'm going to remind her, because I seen she was preaching on love. She's got to let it go. Yeah. You got to let it go. Amen. But we had a good time with them. We, you know, I did Jessica's wedding and Cam's. And, of course, we let him into our family, too. He was a Methodist, but we got it out of him. Amen. Of course, Jessica, slowly. Jessica still says, there's that Methodist coming out. And, of course, his parents will come to our church, too. They go to the Methodist church, then they come to our church. Amen. And with Jessica, Greg and I looked at each other. Now what we do? We got to drive ourselves. We got to figure out what we're going to eat, because she would give us the menu. And you know, so now we're at loss. Well, then the grandkids started coming. And they're finished. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so now we don't ask what are we going to do. We're asking how we keep up. Amen. So praise the Lord. But things change is what I'm saying. Things change. We're always got change. But we, you know, this hair used to be dark naturally, you know. And I keep dyeing it until finally I got tired of it. And then the hairdresser says, you want us to put some blue or some pink in there? I thought, I'm trying to get away from dyeing it. Why would I want pink or blue? You know, I was in grade school, and there was this child that was his mother, but she was older. And she had white hair, and she had it purple. You know, but did anybody remember back in those days when the hair would be purple? And I thought, I do not want that. Amen. It's just going to be like it is. Hallelujah. So we have to be willing to change. We have to be willing to be pliable. Amen. And we have to know that it takes more than one treatment. Takes more than one time. Amen. Amen. To get the movement that God wants us. Sometimes it takes steps by steps so we don't resist the change. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything this morning? Amen. And then we've got to trust His process. You know, we've got to trust His process. And we've got to say, God, if I'm not in my proper position, in my personal life, or in my spiritual life, or in the body of Christ, then get me in the right position. Amen. Be willing to let Him place you where He wants you. Let Him do the work in you that He wants to do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, in finishing, let's go over to Proverbs chapter 3. So I seen that. I seen if we are not working properly, if we are not functioning properly, we are not going to bring growth. And sometimes that's how things get stuck in our life. Or I'm trying to think. I don't know either. Can't you read my mind? No. Stunted. 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 Yeah. Hey, this is like a game show. Stunted. I couldn't think of the word I wanted. Stunted. Amen. Hallelujah. Stunted, stuck, whatever, amen. Hallelujah. And so we don't want that, amen. I don't want to be in the body and causing the body not to grow, amen. I want to be fully functional, amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, are you there? Hallelujah. And maybe you just need a little reset. Maybe you don't need yanked on like he had to yank on my leg. Amen. Maybe you just need a little. Or maybe you need a whole lot of yanking. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In other words, don't depend on yourself. Amen. Don't depend upon yourself. Trust in Him. Amen. And look at verse 6. It says, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Amen. The Message translation says, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Amen. He'll keep you from getting off. Amen. Hallelujah. The Amplified says, in all your ways, know it and acknowledge and recognize Him, and He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Amen. The CEV translation says, always let Him lead you, and He will clear the road for you to follow. Amen. That way you don't get off path. You don't get off direction. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, one time I got off direction, and I knew God had called me to preach, and so I was in Women's Aglow, and they wanted me to come on as area board leader, and I knew I was called to preach, but, you know, I didn't know exactly how God wanted to do that, and so I reasoned. Everybody say, I reasoned. I didn't check with God, but I reasoned there was 13 chapters that this area board was over, and they would have an area board member in each month. So I reasoned, well, that must be the way God wants me to preach, because I will be out every month in one of these chapters preaching. So that must be the way. That's a promotion. I'm head of this chapter in Jasper, and so that's a promotion. That's the way God wants me to preach. So I went through all the things you need to do to be approved. Had a meeting with the board and their advisors, and filled out what they all want me to fill out. Had our first meeting. And on the way there, some ladies picked me up, and so the board was from all over southern Indiana, so some ladies that were close picked me up, and we went. And I could hear I got there, and the meeting was great. It was wonderful. But I left heartbroken. And I thought, what is wrong with me? This should be the best time. This should be the happiest time. And all night, there was just a turmoil going on. And I was just weepy. Amen. You get out of the will of God, you can get real weepy. Amen. And so I was out of the will of God, but I didn't know it. And so I told God the next morning, I said, God, I don't care if I have to stay here a day or two. I'm not moving till I know how you want me to preach the gospel, what you want me to do. And so it wasn't very long that I was praying, and God, it was like a video I seen, of me telling the ladies there, I'm called to preach. I'm called to preach. Every place that day, I'm called to preach. I'm called to preach. And he says, I've called you not just to women. And so he says, you need to resign. And so I called him up. And I said, I've made a mistake, and I'm very sorry, and I've got out of the will of God, and I need to get back in his will. And so I need to resign. And so they were gracious and told me what I had to do to resign. But boy, I felt peace. I felt better. I didn't feel weepy anymore. I felt like I was on the right track. Amen? And so being, you know, it was just a little thing. What would have hurt? Well, it was not God's plan for me. Amen. That's what it would have hurt. Amen. I don't know why, what all it would have, but it just wasn't in his plan. It wasn't in his will. Amen. And so if we just seek him and make sure our lives are you know, in line with what he wants, in line with him. You know, you could just have kind of got away from praying or seeking God, and you need to get back in. Amen. All it takes is movement toward him. Amen. Maybe you don't read the word as much as you used to. All it does is take a little movement. Amen. Amen. We're not doing it on our own. He'll help us. But all we have to do is make the movement. Amen. So I God, however you want to realign my life this year, I'm open. Amen. I'm open. If I fight against change, just give me a time out. You know what I'm saying? Do like we do those grandkids. Give me a time out. Amen. Because I want to be in step with him. I don't want to get out of step with him. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.